Good afternoon. We continue to track the latest storm system through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada. Once again, we are on the unseasonably warm side of the storm with near record high temperatures expected today. Readings are already well into the 50s and some lower 60s, and temperatures could continue to climb a few more degrees as scattered showers and thunderstorms emerge through the afternoon and into the evening hours. So, afternoon highs with a gusty south wind at times over 30 miles per hour will be in the lower to mid 60s on average. Instability created by the warm air and humidity, along with wind shear generated by jet stream level energy, could produce some stronger storms, primarily from I-90 south, where we could have a problem with some damaging wind gusts and perhaps even some isolated hail as the storm system pushes through. The best chance of thunderstorms will be with the actual cold front as it moves through the region in the latter portion of the afternoon and through the evening hours. Behind the front, a powerful northwest breeze will develop overnight tonight and continue into the day tomorrow. Temperatures will drop dramatically behind the front, and the winds will increase at times gusting to 50 miles per hour. Overnight lows will range from the lower 30s in the northern parts of New York and New England and across the mountains to the lower 40s in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. Either way, it looks like conditions will tend to dry out behind the front overnight tonight, with a few scattered rain and snow showers left over. And there's also a chance that a few lingering rain and snow showers into the early morning hours tomorrow before even drier air flows in, and we have a return to a mix of sun and clouds for Thursday afternoon. Temperatures, however, will be much cooler and, in fact, even below normal on Thursday afternoon, with readings only in the middle 30s on average to go along with that gusty northwest breeze, making it feel even cooler. As we get into the day on Friday, we'll have a few snow showers as a weak disturbance passes by. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy, with temperatures staying in the lower to mid-30s. Even colder air will surge in on Saturday. With high pressure in control, though, it will at least be sunny, but temperatures will remain below freezing and, in many cases, only in the mid to upper 20s. We'll begin a rebound for the day on Sunday with highs near 40 under a mix of sun and clouds before another disturbance approaches. But again, it looks like we'll be on the milder side of this next storm, and temperatures will push well into the 40s with a chance of rain showers on Monday, and even near 50 with a chance of rain showers on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather this afternoon, severe thunderstorms with damaging winds are expected from portions of the southeast to the mid-Atlantic region and parts of southern New England. Damaging winds will be likely, and the risk for tornadoes will exist, particularly from parts of northeastern Mississippi to portions of North Georgia and around the southeast. On the backside of the storm, where colder air is already flowing in, winter storm warnings remain in effect for northern lower Michigan and the UP of Michigan, where as much as 6 to 10 inches of snow could fall through tonight. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 8 below zero at Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 60s, Boston, windy with showers and thunderstorms, mid-60s, and in Buffalo, windy, scattered showers and storms with highs near 60. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees, the average low, 21, the record high, 61, set in 1991, and the record low, 9 below zero, in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:31. Sunset this evening, 5:45 p.m., 11 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and windy with showers and possibly a few thunderstorms today, with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy and windy with rain showers tonight, possibly changing to snow showers overnight in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and windy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy and windy with showers and storms tonight in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Cloudy and windy with showers and a few thunderstorms today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy and windy with a few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and windy with showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy and windy with showers and some thunderstorms tonight with lows near 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and windy with scattered showers and possibly a few thunderstorms today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy and windy with rain showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, windy, mostly cloudy with partly sunny skies in the afternoon, temperature staying in the 30s. A chance of a few snow showers Friday in the lower to mid-30s. Sunny on Saturday, staying in the mid to upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds near 40 on Sunday. A few rain and snow showers on Monday in the upper 40s, and rain showers on Tuesday with highs in the upper 40s to around 50 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.